boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. Let me get my peeps in the chat some love. Minister Kevin came in and we went a little bit over, you know, because he was live in the studio, which was powerful. Said the last Monday prayer on the show today. And then we had a little bit of time with him left after that. We talked about the potholes and he works construction. So he gave his opinion about what's going on with the pothole situation. That's been a huge concern. But I didn't get a chance to see who was in the chat. Who we got in the chat? Essie in the chat. Brother Hayes is in the chat. Salute, salute. Josh, as always, in the chat. What's up, salute? He says to everybody. Jeff, as always, is in the chat. Who else do we have in the chat? I got to scroll down because now they didn't already got to talk. Motor Elephant is in the chat, as usual. Well, salute to all of my day ones. Zeta Shay has joined the chat. Jeff is definitely... just a consistent chat member. Barbara in the chat. Salute, salute. This is the last week of the Tory Lowe Show. And Friday will be the last day. So I think we're doing something after the show at the Third Street Market Hall. People want to come hang out. You're more than welcome at the Third Street Market Hall Friday. I think around 4:30 to... till we just say, all right, goodbye or something like that. I mean, we ain't going to put no limit on, but maybe a couple hours down at the Third Street Market Hall, hanging out with fans and hanging out with Truth Nation once again. So if you ain't got nothing to do Friday at 4:30, we'll be out at the Third Street Market Hall. This will be the last Tory Lowe Show as far as the truth. One Man Army in the chat, salute. One Man Army, salute. I appreciate you for joining the chat. I want to talk about this story. They're saying that according to records, the World Health Organization has declared Ebola outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda a public health emergency of international concern. Ebola. If you're watching, do we got some audio on this? We got some audio on this. If you watch this, we broadcast live. We got some video. Let's listen.
Tonight, outbreaks of the deadly Ebola virus in two African countries have prompted the World Health Organization to declare a global health emergency. CBS's MTS Taieb of our London Bureau reports on their efforts to contain it. MTS.
Jerika, good evening. There's a major push to contain this fast-moving and deadly outbreak of the Ebola virus. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government has said it's activated a public health emergency operations center, strengthened epidemiological and laboratory surveillance, and ordered the rapid deployment of response teams in an attempt to contain the outbreak. This remote corner of eastern Congo is on edge. In a nearby gold mining area, Ebola is spreading fast and people are dying. John Kasembo is a motorcycle taxi driver. We are very afraid, he says. Since the beginning of May, many people have died, and it keeps happening. We're so scared. Kasembo is right to be afraid. Spread through direct contact with bodily fluids and through broken skin, Ebola causes severe bleeding and organ failure. There is no proven cure for the virus, and according to the World Health Organization, the average fatality rate is around 50%. CBS News medical correspondent that Dr. Celine Gounder says containing the virus won't be easy.
It's already a big outbreak at the point that we're hearing about it. There have already been a number of deaths, and this is a strain of Ebola for which we have no treatment, no vaccines.
This is the Democratic Republic of Congo's 17th outbreak of the deadly viral disease, which was first discovered in 1976 in what is now the DRC and is thought to have spread from bats. It's also unfolding against the backdrop of a deepening security crisis in the region, where clashes between rival militia groups have killed dozens of civilians in recent weeks. And tonight, global health experts are warning the Trump administration's dismantling of USAID and withdrawal from the WHO may have a serious impact on the global effort to contain the virus Zika, an Ebola outbreak, which has...
All right, well, what was it, what was the other virus that was on the cruise ship, the Hantavirus? Well, Hantavirus virus or whatever. They said that that came from rodents. And rap droppings and stuff like that. So here we go. And you know, when I see things like this, Congo, that they have resources over there. They said it was around like one of those gold mines or something. It was happening around a resource. So who finna go in there and really try to help those people? Or are they really trying to help themselves to the gold? Because even if I was going over there and I was near one of those gold things, those gold mines, and let's say I was helping people during the day, I'm going over there and shifting some dirt around to see if I can find me a gold nugget out of the gold mine or something. I'm not just going to just be there all day dealing with Ebola. I'm going to go over there and see what's over there. Maybe I can find me a gold nugget and make me a gold chain or something, a fat gold chain. It's always around resources, though. That's all I'm going to say about that. But they out of control. You know, a lot of things going on over there in the Congo. Ain't that where they get the material to make the iPhones?
Yeah, and a lot of those mines, Tori. Yeah,
yeah, a lot of those mines. There's a lot of resources in the Congo. So, you got an Ebola outbreak. Let us come over there and figure out what we can do. We ain't got no cure, but we definitely might take some time to try to see if we can grab some gold out of there. And what in the movie The Blood Diamonds? Wasn't that out of the Congo? So the Congo got like gold, diamonds, and the material that they use to lithium. Yeah, that's coming over there. That's somebody said, stop it, Tori. I'm just saying. It ain't no cure for it. So what y'all going? Y'all going over there just to quarantine people? Okay, I'm going to quarantine you when you go to sleep. I'm going to go over there and dig through see if I can find me some gold or something. See if I can come up, bring one of them nuggets back to the United States. I'm just saying. Hey, you know how we do. You know how Americans do. It's a crisis. Crisis and resources. That's what it is. I'm going to throw this out there. Now I want to talk about this Hantavirus virus. They saying that it's from rodents and rat droppings, right? I said, how come we ain't never heard of it? Because I didn't been in infested housing in the city with rats and poop, rat poop all over the place. Some of these restaurants got rat droppings. At the restaurants, they ain't got an A. You know, from the health organizations, you know, they dirty dining. I mean, why am I just hearing about this? I never heard about the Hantavirus virus. And if it's from rat droppings, you know how many buildings in the city that got rodents issues and rat droppings all over the place? So why ain't we never heard about this?
Have you ever heard of Gene Hackman? He's an old actor. So him and his wife passed away. They had dementia and stuff. But they died from Hantavirus virus because they had all the rodents in their home.
Right. But what I'm saying, grandma had rats. I'm just saying, I grew up.
I think it's a Southwestern
I didn't go as far as Michael Jackson to make it one of my pets. I didn't have a pet rat.
Everything I've heard, it seems like it's a Southwestern thing because it happens in Latin America, American Southwest. Like it feels like a Southern thing.
That's all I'm saying. So you can't just say it's from rodents and rat droppings because half the hood, it's some rats up in the suburbs, some rat infestation. So Okay, what's that?
I hope you weren't going to say here. I was like, oh, I hope he's not staying here.
Well, we had some traps laid down, you know. We in the food court, so.
Not since I've been here.
Okay, but what I'm saying is this, I got to just raise an eyebrow when the mainstream media start running these ideas of outbreaks and this and that, and I hear where they say it's coming from. I got to go and fight landlords all the time because these residents been complaining about infestation and they need somebody to come in and try to rectify the infestation. So like I said, I don't know. Like I said, why more people on the block or where a lot of the situations that I've seen over the years, how come that ain't going on like that? That's all I'm going to say. If who out there had infestation, had rodents in the house before, rat droppers and all that stuff, and y'all worked to get rid of it, but y'all ain't come out with the Hunter's virus. I ain't saying it ain't a problem. All I'm saying is the media, you know, when it's in the mainstream media, and I got my daughter asking me about what it is because she got asthma, and then I go look and say it's from rodents and rat droppings, well, I didn't been around rodents and rat droppings my whole life when I was coming up. I'm just saying. We going to open up the line 833-212-1017. This is the last week of the Tory Lowe Show, so I'm going to leave the lines open. I'm going to leave the lines open for people to call in. And if y'all, anything y'all want to discuss, I don't even want to put a topic on this last week. So from Monday to Friday, if there's anything that's going on that y'all want to discuss outside of what we're discussing, fine. If y'all want to say what y'all want to say about what's happening with the truth or whatever, you know, like I said, God bless. You know, we always want to make sure we wish everybody the best moving forward with life. But like I said, Truth Nation, we have been doing this for 5 years now. And like I said, I've always on my show, I've allowed people to say from their perspective and talk, you know, as long as you ain't talking out the side of your face. Now, you know, when you start talking out the side of your neck, then I might have to, you know, I might have to stop you right there. But if you just, you know, just pure opinion, just how you feel, just kind of idealistic wise from your perspective, you know, we always welcome that.
But I would like to hear from Truth Nation their favorite Tory Lowe memories, Tory.
Favorite Tory Lowe memories?
Yeah, like memories, moments of the from the show.
Oh, wow. Well, let's open up the lines for the favorite memories. I guess Andrew says he wants to hear what the favorite memories was, you know. Maybe I'll tell you my favorite memory from the show. I got so many. But maybe I'll talk about it when we get back. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Standing for the home team, neighborhood hero, post traumatic soul screen, advocate. Wanna know where to give? Whose idea was it to blast a trick? Once they get back in the way, it's over. Ghetto John Brown, 27, standing for the home team, neighborhood hero, post traumatic soul screen, advocate. Wanna know where to give? Whose idea was it to blast a trick? Once they get back in the way, it's over.
Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe.
Gotta tell him, bro. Gotta tell him, bro.
Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe.
Gotta tell him, bro. Gotta tell him, bro.
Ghetto John Brown, 27, standing for the home team. Neighborhood hero, post traumatic soul scream. Advocate. Wanna know where to give? Whose idea was it to blast a trick? When they get back in the way, it's over. Ghetto John Brown.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Before we went to break, we was talking about the Hunter's virus. And I looked at the talk to text. And 2465 says, because I said I never heard about it before because I've been around infestation my whole life. you know, rat droppings. I remember when I woke up one morning and I went in the pantry, I tried to sneak in the pantry. Grandma had left some cookies in the pantry. And Grandma put the lock on the pantry. She locked the pantry because we kept eating all the goodies out the pantry. Well, she locked us out and the rats ate it. You know, we looked in there and I was mad because she put the lock on it. And I don't understand why she put the lock on the pantry, because people was coming in and out getting stuff out of the pantry, and she would look up and want something and it was gone because people was eating out the pantry. But when she went and put the lock on the pantry, the rats ate the food and the cereal and the stuff. So we looked in the pantry and the cookies, the rats had ate up all the cookies. There was rat droppings everywhere. So what I'm saying is, you know, I don't have to be a biologist to know if you, because when you get sick, you go to the doctor, they're going to tell you what you got. Now, I found out that it was a small outbreak. When was that? The outbreak of the Hunter's virus. 1993. And how many people got the Hunter's virus in this outbreak?
It was like six people, Tori.
Six people. Okay, so that's all I'm saying. Like, I'm just asking questions from common sense. Some of y'all just listen to stuff and just, oh, this got to be it. You know what I mean? No, I mean, I'm around. I grew up on the block. We grew up poor. I had family members that had infestation issues, rats, roaches, all that. So I came from that. So I never heard of it. And so maybe if I was a biologist, I would be knowing about a lot of different things that I wouldn't understand if I wasn't. But at the same time, if it was affecting people with the rodents, with the rat droppings and stuff like that, trust me, we'd be talking about it because we'd be trying to spread the word. And I'm telling you, in the word of mouth spread fast in the hood. Word of mouth. And I remember back when I was coming up, they used to say, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. I thought that was like a Dr. Seuss riddle. Till I finally got to the point where we had, like, at one point it was a bad bed bug outbreak in the city. They was down at the courthouse. Bed bugs was down at the juvenile detention center. Bed bugs was running wild, like the ultimate warrior, all over the city. And so I thought that bed bugs was just a saying. And then all of a sudden the elders was calling me to these nursing homes. They had a bed bug outbreak. So I had to deal with it to try to resolve some of these infestations in the city, like different styles of infestation, to try to get, especially when it comes to the elders, you know, when they're trying to enjoy their latter years and all of a sudden there's an infestation. So, like I said, I understand a lot of how to really, you know, maneuver and get these things resolved as far as like the landlord, if they renting, and getting people over there to try to resolve some of these issues. But if it was a sickness out here, we would have knew it from that. I don't have to be a biologist to know, because I would have heard about it. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But if you want to join the conversation today, 833-212-1017, what was your favorite Tory Lowe moment? What was your favorite Tory Lowe moment? Once again, this is the last week of the Tory Lowe Show. On the truth, 833-212-1017. If you got something powerful that you wanted to throw out there, something, a memory. What'd you say, Andrew? Okay, we got something going on in Arkansas as well when it comes to this Hunter virus. An Arkansas man allegedly threatened to shoot up a Walmart if the Hunter virus forces the United States to shut down. A lot of people think, you know, when they traumatized from COVID. The COVID shutdown traumatized a lot of people. So they paying attention to this Hunter virus. If you watch this rebroadcast live, we got video. Let's listen.
Arkansas man is facing charges after investigators say he threatened a mass shooting at a Walmart during an online video game. The Marion County Sheriff's Office says 20-year-old Aaron Keith Bynum said he would carry out the attack if the country faced a lockdown tied to hantavirus concerns. The FBI traced the threats through an online gaming account. Deputies arrested Bynum at his home. Authorities say computers and other electronic devices were collected during the investigation.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now, when you're playing them video games, you can talk crazy all you want. You used to could, but now you don't write nothing crazy down on no digital platform. Because somebody can take it serious, send it to the authorities, and it's legit. You wrote that from your IP address, and they'll come get you. They'll come get you. Like I said, you can't do all of that extra writing down now. They got to be, they have to take precaution. A lot of these people, like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that to somebody. And I'm surprised half of the stuff people write down on social media. Only reason they ain't going to jail because nobody ain't reported. If you screenshot a threat and send it to the police department or to the federal government, depending on where the threat is, if you threaten anybody from government, politicians, things like that, they can screenshot that and put it in a space where you can go to jail. They could get a search warrant for your house. Look what they did to this man. He probably was he a nerd on the couch, you know. And but then once again, you ain't no telling. You don't know what somebody who's gonna shoot up mass shootings look like. They most of them look like geek, you know, nerds or people, you know, that's off to the side, introverts or something like that. So you don't know. Ain't no real labeling. Anybody can go crazy. I'll say that. But look what happened to him. He was probably frustrated and triggered from the COVID-19 shutdown. He said, I'm not staying in the house again. If this happened again, I'm going to do it. Okay, now you're going to go to prison. Now you ain't got to worry about the Hunter virus. You got to worry about Big Bubba coming to grab you. And that's worse than the Hunter virus. You got to sleep with the plastic knife, and you got to sleep with holding the plastic spoon. Sharpening the edge of the plastic spoon trying to go to sleep. We got Mr. Lee on the lines if you want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. How you doing, Mr. Lee?
Man, it's a beautiful day out. I do hope you guys do get out and enjoy some of this weather. Other than that, my most memorable moment, and it was for me, is when you guys surprised me on my birthday, man. I called in, and this is back when Big Brother DZ was one of the producers.
Okay.
And, you know, I called in, and you guys was like, oh, you know, here's someone that everybody stops and listens to, and I'm like, and they all burst out with the happy birthday, and I'm like, what? How did y'all know it's my birthday? Well, come the surprise was because my wife called you guys and set that up. It's usually really hard to surprise me, but one thing they did know that I listened to you guys' station. And that was a memorable moment for me.
Nice.
I appreciate you guys for doing that. That was in, I believe, Justin, earlier, yeah, your second year of the station. And there's many memorable moments, period, as far as what you guys have been doing. And the truth is always going to be new to somebody, and the truth is going to outlast any of us. So, you know, that's what's going to keep us. So keep up the good work. I was listening to you and Minister Kevin, Miracle Kevin, man, that brother. God bless him. God bless y'all. I appreciate you. But I was listening to y'all, and that's what it's about. It's really about specifically that keeps us, that love in the truth, that concern right. for the truth, and that we stay steadfast in the truth. So, you know, I don't look at it, when I hear those words, the truth, it does. I don't look at it as a station. I don't look at it as anybody owns it. I just look at it as, again, with this platform and where you guys are going from here. No, that it's not even a bump in the road, nor is it a stumbling block, man. It's just growth, and we're going to grow even more. They can't stop us from growing. Much love and God bless.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Lee. I appreciate you. And thank you. You know, many times when we come in here, we try to give the best experience to our listeners. At least that was the goal, and making sure that we do what we can do to try to push a positive vibe out there in the community. And that just warms my heart to know that we were able to, you know, brighten your day, especially on a birthday. That's powerful. But if you want to call in, give me your best truth moments, 833-212-1017. When we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Big heart, big voice.
Whole city in the ceiling.
Yeah.
Walk in, cape, turn the cameras. He don't need a mask, just manners. Show up when the block need answers. Turn pain into cheers, that's magic that stands. Turn who gon' help,
who gon' help,
till we got hope.
We got hope.
Turn I can't talk,
talk,
to I won't show. From the courthouse steps to the front row pew. If you speak truth first, he gon' stand by you, yeah. He got superpowers, call him Tory Lowe. Everyday hero everywhere he go. Turn that pressure into solid gold. If you feel alone, he gon' let you know. You ain't alone.
You ain't alone.
He got superpowers. Oh, he got superpowers.
101.7 The Truth. Oh, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Question of the day. What is the most memorable moment on The Truth? Tory Lowe Show, any show, you know, let me know. 833-212-1017. This is my last week on the air as far as being on The Truth. But like I said, this is something that we're going to celebrate. This is actually a great celebration because now we get to, you know, talk about things and reflect. And then as we move forward, you know, we got to gear up. We got to still gear up. We still got to work to repair the village. So this is just not a goodbye moment. This is just a reminiscent understanding that, okay, we had five beautiful years. What was something that stuck out to you the most? 833-212-1017. We got Blake on the lines. How you doing, Blake?
What's up, big brother Tory? Even though I'm a little older than you, still my little big brother. What's happening, man?
Blessings, brother. I appreciate you for tapping in, as usual.
For sure, for sure. Almost off work. But my moment was when I met you, all us around Christmas when Rodney Poe came. We was at the exclusive thing, and when we met, you know what I mean? You, me, and Liz Brown, and we hung out that night.
That was beautiful. Powerful.
That was my moment. Yes, sir. That was my moment with you, man. But I appreciate you. I'm proud of you. You can always reach me if you need me, G.
Hey, look, I appreciate you for calling in and being faithful to the topics and things that we were doing in the community, and you definitely been a blessing, and I appreciate you as well.
I'm just doing my work as I can. I've been feeding the homeless at Repairs of the Breach and in the guest house every other Sunday, and I've been talking to these kids. Like you say, talk to these young kids, man. Mm-hmm. Don't make them afraid of you. So I've been doing my work in the community as well, sir. So you just keep on, man, and when you don't hurt me, know how to find me if y'all need me. If it's time to get down, baby.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Like I said, there's always a lot more work to do. And you know, I thanked everybody on my Facebook today for 17 years of just dealing with the community. And it was so much that then took place over the last 17 years right here in the city of Milwaukee. I'm talking about long walks, protests, you know, helping people with evictions, missing people, you name it. We done been through it in the last 17 years. In the last five of those years, the movement has been on 101.7 The Truth. That's why I say the movement continues. The marathon continues regardless of what takes place. The movement continues. The marathon continues. And if you've been around 17 years and look how many things that then took shape and took place, I'm looking forward to the next, whatever's next, because it's going to continue. The marathon is always going to continue. And I'm proud of everybody that have contributed to the movement that I have since day one, that joined whenever they joined, whatever day they picked up on what was going on in the city. They used to say it wasn't nobody helping nobody, wasn't nobody doing nothing. Well, we crushed those sayings. We crushed those sayings. And I always wanted an active audience. I didn't want y'all to just listen to the show. I wanted y'all to get out in the community and get involved. And that's what largely took place. And I appreciate the brothers and sisters on the front lines. Many times when we talk about frontline work, a lot of times it goes off the radar because it ain't all with the drama. It ain't got a lot of drama attached to it. And some of y'all attracted to the drama. So a lot of the frontline work that was going on kind of goes under the radar. But we were able to get the frontline work in the front and do a lot of amazing things over the last 5 years with radio. I didn't know what we was doing in the streets was going to translate to radio, but it did. It translated over to radio, and we brought people to radio that wasn't even listening to radio or didn't look at radio as nothing that they needed to really listen to other than listening to music. Talk radio was something that when you talk about this new generation, they was like, they didn't have to really listen to that. But then when the Tory Lowe show came, the truth came, as we started to build a lot of people, we got a whole new audience that was like, oh, wow, I like this. I like the way this is set up. And I appreciate everybody that was a part of the Truth family, the ones that are currently here and the ones that are no longer here. Everybody worked to add in the energy to make the Truth in what it is right now. And bless the Truth moving forward, whatever that looked like. Hopefully it can deliver and continue to deliver as, you know, it has always been. And salute to everybody that joined us out at the festivals at Juneteenth. I mean, I mean, we had amazing time. I was at Juneteenth. We was broadcasting live at Juneteenth. My most memorable moment to me was something personal. My most memorable moment was when I first went live at Summerfest. And the only reason it was personal to me because I was an intern at 1290. It was a black talk radio station or a black radio station back years ago that's no longer around, 1290. And I was an intern at 1290. And they had me doing all, I might as well went and got a cheesecake, you know, walk to get the cheesecake. I felt like making the band back then. But what happened was they would go up to Summerfest and they had me hooking up the studio at Summerfest. And I remember thinking like, man, I can't wait till one day to have a show up at Summerfest. And I remember breaking it down. I had to do the setup. Then I had to take it down and bring it back to Sherman. They off of 40th and Sherman. Don't quote me on that. But I remember that day like it was yesterday. And then I remember sitting in the while the live talent was going live from Summerfest. I remember looking and like, man, like, I can't wait to get my own show up at Summerfest. And when that happened with the Truth, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I didn't say nothing. I just went live and did my show. But I remember walking to the Summerfest grounds and setting up to go live. And I remember back when I was working at 1290. And it just was like a full circle moment. I went from working and setting up the show to having my own show eventually. So that was a great manifestation to me. And that was my biggest moment with the Truth. Other than a lot of the families coming in, talking about the issues, I love all of the interviews we had, all of the people that came in and added to the topics, a lot of the callers, a lot of the chat. I love the chat. I appreciate everybody that joined the show in the chat, faithfully in the chat, you know. All of this was amazing, and we created this from scratch, and I appreciate everybody for whatever part they played as far as the Tory Lowe Show, as far as the truth, as far as the production. It all worked together. And we will continue. The movement will continue. And I appreciate the listeners. A lot of y'all listeners out there in radio land would tune in to the truth, no matter what show y'all liked, no matter, you know, how y'all consumed it. Y'all were a part of this journey as well. And I thank the listeners, the listening audience, for being simply amazing over these last 5 years. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate each and every one of you that have been following this journey for the last 17 years. And whatever comes next, trust me, hold on to your seats. Hold on to your seats, because it's going to be the same format, community driven and looking to bring change. And look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Block full of pain, I done walk them tears. Face every fear, I done fought they years. Name in their ear like a chant in the bleachers. Front row love for the hurt and the dreams. They say tone it down, I just turn up truth. Made for the trenches, I was raised by proof. If the system cold, then I bring that flame. You can see that light when you shout my name. Tory Lowe, that Batman. Pull up when it's that bad. Riding for the hell not. Turn a closed door to a last stand. Tory Lowe, that Batman. Big cake made of past pain. Turn cries into an anthem. Make the whole block chant his last name. Low, 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 low. Mama in the lobby, papers in the hand. Judge on the bench, never walked our land. Still I stand in the gap like a bridge on fire. Turn smoke to a signal, lift that choir. March through the rain, shoes soaked in doubt. But the kids on the curb start singing out loud. Don't leave, nah, I stay right here. To the ones in the back, I'll make it to the clear. I done seen brothers fall from a crooked decision. So I
grind 101, all night with the a different truth. Vision. From Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got Shana on the lines. Shana wanted to add to the question of the day. What is your most memorable moment on The Truth? How you doing, Shana? How you doing, girl?
Hey, what's up,
Tori? Hey, how you doing, Shana?
I'm good, baby. This is a bittersweet moment, but this is what growth looks like.
Right.
And I'm loving it. I don't know what the plan is for them, because we don't get no blacker than what y'all been doing. But I'm excited for you and all the others and your endeavors going forward. My most memorable moment was when you tried my vegan chicken sandwich.
Oh, that was puff.
How can I forget that?
That was puff.
but anywho, it started a beautiful movement of just introducing that type of stuff here. You know, but that was my memorable moment. But learning about you guys leaving, you know, I ain't gonna lie, it broke my heart a little bit. But I am so excited for you, for Liz, for Kyle, everybody's new endeavors going forward, and many blessings to y'all. You know, I know y'all gonna do well. This ain't no goodbye. You know that, right?
Right. So. I keep telling people that. It's just only on this truth, on this stage, only this on this brand. But the movement continues. You know, God bless. You know,
it's going. Hey, the marathon. Like I said, I mean,
I've been out here 17 years. You know, like, you know how many changes I've been through in 17 years.
Absolutely. And we continue.
And it's always been growth, and it's always been community first. So that ain't stopping. You know, I don't think the community will let me stop that.
No, we ain't gonna let you stop, bro.
Right.
I'm trying
to tell you, like, so, like I said,
but we gotta rest, though. We want you to rest and have vacation. So make sure you do that.
We'll see about the rest.
I love you.
I can't guarantee no rest. I ain't had no rest yet, so I can't guarantee that.
Oh man, we gotta work on that. That's part of the new endeavor. We gonna work on that.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you.
So much love to y'all. Yeah. Take care, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, and I appreciate you too. And like I said, you definitely been a blessing, throughout this journey. And I appreciate you, Shauna. Thank you. We've been having issues with these fast food restaurants, and like I said, since the show started, we've been kind of eyeing a lot of the weird stuff that's been going on in through the drive-through fights, shootings, people arguing over, missed orders or just going in there. I don't even know what's going on in 2026. A lot of these incidents with these fast food restaurants, I don't know what to call it anymore. It's just outrageous. Well, I want to head over to Boston. This is a situation that happened in Boston. Charges expected after a video appears to show a McDonald's worker contaminating the fries. And y'all know y'all like the McDonald's fries. If you watch this, we broadcast live. We got some video. Let's listen.
The video, when you watch it, is quite uncomfortable. And now the woman in the video, we're told by the Southbridge Police Department, is facing charges. But they've been pretty tight-lipped and have not told us what those charges are. The video stems from this Southbridge McDonald's. It went viral earlier this month. And it shows an apparent female employee stuffing French fries into her mouth, then putting those French fries in a large red McDonald's cup. And then there's a second apparent employee that can be seen holding the cup and laughing. The video now has tens of thousands of views, so many that the Southbridge Police Department says numerous people have been calling in and submitting online tips about the incident. The department also says they've been working with the Board of Health and Restaurant Management trying to determine if those French fries that were in her mouth were ultimately served to a customer. Now, the owners of this McDonald's did put out a statement. They say they've been working with police and the health department, and that the department found no health code violations inside of the McDonald's. The question now is, what charges exactly will this woman be facing? We're told we'll have to await for her to appear in court before we learn more information. So, of course, we'll keep you posted.
All right, here we go. Now, and this is where I say, this is why I'm always cautious of when I pull up to fast food ideas or, so let's say I'm out late and I want to grab me a bite or something like that from a fast food. If that person at the window give me an attitude, I'm not buying no food. Because ain't no telling what they up in there doing to the food. And if you got a bad attitude and you serving food, chances are, what's stopping you from doing something disgusting to the food? Or, they not paying you enough, you upset with your paycheck. Or maybe you going through a bad situation and you irritated and you got all this food around you. The likelihood of them, being careless or doing something they ain't supposed to do because they don't care because their life is probably spiraling out of control. Or it's a huge possibility that a person comes into the restaurant with the wrong attitude might give you a little sprinkle or something. I don't know. They said she put the fries in her mouth and then put it into, the orange, fry container. All I'm saying is I go off the vibe, and that's from what I can see. But if I go somewhere and somebody got a nasty attitude, customer service is bad, most likely I'm not never coming back there because I don't want nobody with a nasty attitude making my food, putting the vibrations, the negative vibrations on the food. And or maybe not really caring, to really be clean, maybe not washing their hands because they're in a situation of distraught. So I don't know. I tend to not eat out as much as I used to now that I've been running these stories.
Put the fork down.
Hey, got to put the fork down. Hey, look, we talking about making changes. Andrew, do we have a picture of you, of how you looked before you put the fork down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew came in on the Tory Lowe show, And he did he put the fork down. He stopped going to these restaurants where there may be a chance of him chewing on some fries that have been in somebody's mouth. And he put the fork down, and you lost 50 pounds.
Yes, sir.
50 pounds. I'm talking about he was a producer on other shows. But when he got on the Tory Lowe show, he felt powerful. And now he came in today with his haircut. Andrew got a haircut. I don't know. Take a picture, Andrew. Do something to show the people how he got a new haircut for the summer.
Put the photos up after the break.
Yeah, after the break, we'll get the photos up. But Andrew came in with a nice haircut. He's been dressing in suits, lost 50 pounds. See what I'm trying to tell you? Change is happening all around. Hey, look, when we come back, I guess we're going to show Andrew how Andrew looked. Now, Andrew, make sure you show the one where, you know.
You look fat?
Yeah, the fat boy one.
Yeah, okay.
Because he showed it to me. And Truth Nation breathed life into Andrew. Now he out here trying to catch this summer. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.